I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack.
A quick note, this was recorded on December 17th, 2020.
So we've done a couple of frozen South Asian foods, and I guess we've even done some non-frozen ones before. Most recently, I believe we did another kind of paneer butter masala.
A shelf stable one.
Yeah, pretty recently,
which was god-awful.
Really bad, but also...
just unbelievably bad.
Well, it was unbelievably bad. To be fair, it wasn't even paneer, which I don't know... I think it was a mistake on our end. But
no, it was a mistake on their end. The packaging was not...
Oh, you're right. Actually, it was a mistake on their end. No, you're absolutely right.
It was incorrectly packaged.
So, I think if you go back and listen to that episode, we will have strongly advised against getting that. That was episode 236. I am hoping that does not have to be the case here. I mean, I have had some good frozen Indian food before from
Indian
stores.
Yeah, it definitely exists. We've reviewed some good ones.
Yeah.
Like the deep one was pretty good.
The deep one was pretty good. And, you know, I don't know if we've done any, like those little Hot Pockets, like the Babu stuff, but that stuff is pretty decent, actually. And I'm hoping that this can be like that. This is a paneer butter masala. For anybody who, you know, isn't familiar, paneer is a pretty common, it's like a cheese that is used kind of in substitute for, like, where you might put tofu in a dish or even chicken or something like that in a lot of Indian foods. And butter masala just means it's like a kind of thick-ish
tomato-based
gravy.
Tomato cream.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, this is frozen. You just microwave it. Pretty easy to make.
The brand is Vadulal Quick Treat.
Yeah, have you anything by them before?
I have not.
Yeah, me neither. This is very clearly paneer, so that's at least a good...
that's a win right
first
there.
First sign that it is not paneer like the other one was.
Box,
no, it certainly does not look as nice as the
box.
It's
a much darker color in real life.
How many pieces of paneer did you get?
Two.
Because there's not certainly enough paneer.
For the amount of gravy.
Yeah, there's a lot more gravy.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some people make it like that before. Personally, I'm definitely, you know, much more in favor of high paneer to gravy ratio, but
I also feel like if I were to eat this like for a one serving thing, I don't know that I would
be full.
Satisfied. Yeah,
you definitely need some rice. It doesn't come with rice, by the way. That's something that happens sometimes, but did not happen here.
I would say personally, I prefer it doesn't come with rice
because it's too many factors involved. Do you think?
Also, the rice wouldn't be.
The rice is usually kind of trash.
Yeah.
I know you can make your own rice if
true.
Have a rice cooker, make your own rice.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you ate this amount of food with rice,
yeah,
or like with some sort of a bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's give it a try.
It's not bad, actually.
Paneer kind of rubbery, isn't it?
I haven't tried the paneer yet.
The paneer is like weirdly squidgy.
It is.
It's like a cheese curd texture. It squeaks in your mouth.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of weird.
I mean, sometimes I've had restaurant paneer that squeaks my mouth. And
yeah.
I'm kind of like...
what? The gravy is actually not bad, though.
No.
The gravy is like pretty flavorful.
Yeah,
and
it's a respectable gravy.
Yeah. Actually,
you know what I
even
think it is? I think it's the watermelon seeds that are in this. The 2% of watermelon.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait.
They're watermelon seeds.
Why are they
in the paneer?
In the gravy, I guess.
What?
Why?
And why is it 2%? What is that? What? Guys?
I've never heard of anybody doing that before.
I didn't even know watermelon seeds were like an ingredient
in anything.
For cooking. Yeah, I just...
that is bizarre.
I wouldn't put it in the paneer, so it must be in the gravy. Like,
it must be, yeah.
Very
that is
weird.
Very bizarre.
Let's take a little... while you guys continue discussing, I'm going to take a little diversion here to figure out what watermelon seeds are used for.
So...
I was going to say, have you had Trader Joe's Indian food before?
Mm-hmm.
And what... like, do you, I've had their polyp paneer. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's probably one of the better, like, American grocery store frozen
Indian
foods.
But I feel like there's also, like, some...
it
support these local... no, these Indian businesses over Trader Joe's colonizing...
that and also I think generally like the Trader Joe's Indian food is like a respectable pass for an American grocery store, but you can definitely, when you eat it, you know that it's not made by people from South Asia, I think. You can tell that there's like definitely some of the more esoteric spices that are missing from it. At least, you know, us having eaten a lot of South Asian foods in our lifetimes can tell. Whereas like this one does not taste like it was made by people in America, right? At least it was made by Indian people or South Asian people, I think. With that said, I guess like if I were to describe this, it is a little bit on the sweet side for me. I don't know if that is like a style choice or if it's...
Well, I would say that a lot of the butter masalas I've had are kind of
sweet. A little bit sweet, yeah. So I guess that is true, yeah. I was wondering if the watermelon seeds might have something to do with that as well. It's not, you know, very spicy. I think generally paneer butter masala is not an extremely spicy dish anyways, but it does have spice to it.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste fake, except for the squeaky paneer thing, but I think if I got it from a restaurant, I wouldn't be impressed.
Obviously. I wouldn't be impressed, but I also wouldn't be like, you know, never coming back here. Like, no. It's fine.
I mean, and honestly, kind of, I feel like I could get this in
a... You could get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Especially at like a buffet restaurant or something, if you're getting a lunch buffet, I think I would honestly probably get some of this, and I'd be like, you know what? This is decent enough. I might even like get a little bit more of it on my second round to the buffet.
So, also, apparently it is traditional.
What?
In kind of like Mughalai food.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially in like tikka style masalas.
They put watermelon?
They make a cashew and melon seed paste, which acts as a thickener and like makes it kind of creamy.
Interesting. Like, I mean, I've definitely used cashew. Like
cashew based for sure. But apparently using melon seeds as well. Like some people are saying it's usually not watermelon, it's like cantaloupe or muskmelon or something like that. But like,
I didn't know watermelons were grew in that.
But yeah.
Even?
No, yeah, you can get watermelon.
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah. Interesting. Well, I mean, honestly then, this is like that was like something that I was like a little curious about the validity of.
No,
but
it is. It's valid. I think they add like a hint of bitterness and some creamy texture.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this is actually like not bad at all. Frozen dish.
Not bad at all.
I
would not even be opposed to buying this brand again. I don't know if I'll buy this particular one, but like...
I was gonna say, I certainly cannot say with surety that this is the best frozen butter masala that you can get from an Indian store.
But I also don't know any that are like distinctly better off top.
Like if I were gonna buy another one and you were like, get this one, I'd be like, yeah, sure, why not?
Why not? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't be opposed to trying new ones. I think I'd be trying new ones, but yeah. So, yeah, actually, you know, honestly, beat expectations.
Yeah, beat expectations. On the frozen Indian food scale, I'd give it like a 6.
Yeah, I think me too, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd give
it 6. That's fair, yeah. Like, there's definitely some stuff that could be improved, like, probably most notably the paneer texture.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Also,
the sauce could be a little smoother, I think. It's kind of a little bit like... separated into oil a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like, I wish it was a little bit more emulsified.
Right.
But overall, not bad. Not bad at all. Respectful.
And, like, fairly authentic, I think, as well. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.